This is the Down East Journal. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina announced that they are expanding their federal supplemental food program to reach more senior citizens in Eastern North Carolina. Today, Mac McKee speaks with the Senior Manager for Communications, Jessica Wichard, about the program, which provides vegetables, fruits, whole grains, protein, and dairy to seniors in need in Wake, Durham, Orange, Halifax, and Onslow counties.
When did you recognize that the need for expanding the commodity supplemental food program in other areas of the state, because it was originally only in Halifax County?
It was just operational in Halifax County, and in January, we kind of took it under our umbrella at the food bank, took a look at what other counties were in need, and have been operating the program since January.
Can you explain what the commodity supplemental food program is and how many seniors you're seeking to help?
Sure. Commodity Supplemental Food Program, or CSFP as we call it, is a federal program administered by the North Carolina Department of Agriculture. And we are looking to serve about 3,900 seniors at this moment. It provides them a monthly box with food to supplement what they're currently eating.
Why are you targeting Halifax and Onslow counties in particular?
We took a look at the counties in kind of a tiered fashion and where the highest need was based on income level, poverty level, and what we're seeing seniors in those areas, and eventually hope to be able to expand a little bit as we see the program being successful and really helping seniors.
Now, does your focus in Onslow County have anything to do with a large number of retired military members?
We didn't take a look at that specifically and really focused on, what the income level was for households and families. I think that certainly is a factor that could be taken into consideration, based on what retired military members are living on right now.
What are the qualifications to receive assistance from the Commodity Supplemental Food Program?
Seniors must be 60 years or older. They need to reside in one of the counties that we previously mentioned, and then have a gross income at or below set requirements. I can talk to those a little bit if you would like me to.
Yeah, what are those requirements?
Sure. Depending on the number of people in the household, for instance, if you're a household of one, annual total income would be about $15,444, and then it increases depending on the number of people in the household. A two-member family could be $20,826, but we do have those kind of set guidelines in order for folks to sign up and be eligible.
How many people do you expect will sign up, and how many will you actually be able to help?
The numbers right now in Halifax are about 900 who we can serve, and then Onslow we're looking to build up to 600 seniors. And if we get more than that at the moment, then we do have waiting lists available. And again, as we're looking at expanding the programs, we'll be able to look at those lists and make sure that we're able to serve the seniors who have made the call and are interested in being eligible.
Jessica, how can seniors contact the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina to see if they qualify for the program?
We have a toll-free number set up. It is 1-800-358-8189, and then they can press 2 specifically for the CSFP program.
Now, Jessica, if you have the opportunity to expand this program even more, are there other areas in Eastern North Carolina where you might want to focus?
I think we'd be looking at some of the other surrounding counties. Edgecombe is one that comes to mind. But again, taking a look at the income levels and where we see the most need, we want to make sure that we're addressing those areas first.
Jessica Wichard is the Senior Manager for Communications at the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Mac. Appreciate it.